You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Willis Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Overcoming Obstacles. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
In a moment of serious reflection, the famous General Robert E. Lee wrote, "In all my perplexities and distresses, the Bible has never failed to give me light and strength." The number of people today is probably in the millions who wish that they too could say that they also would like to find help and strength in reading the Bible. It is not unusual, however, to hear people lament that they did try reading the Bible, but it seemed to make no difference in their life. No obstacles were removed, no barriers were brought down, and previous frustrations remained. And so the question is this: why do so many people who read the Bible, seeking it as a source of help and hope in life, why do they end up being so frustrated? The answer is severalfold. First, contrary to what many people think, the Bible is not some book of mysticism or magic. God does not promise that by the mere mechanical reading of the Bible, that this act in itself will change anything in life. Indeed, it is true, the Word of God is living and active, and through His Word, God does give us faith. Faith comes by hearing, the Apostle Paul says. Consequently, when we hear the Word of God, our Heavenly Father wants us also to act upon this Word. Jesus said that those who hear His words and act upon them are like the man who digs deep and lays a solid foundation for life and for the future. And there is also another key teaching in the Bible that is so critical in our understanding of the power that God promises unto all those who read His living and life-giving Word. When we read the Bible, we need to be persistent. Being persistent in the Word means reading the Word regularly. Being persistent means reading the Bible with faith, even though answers may not come immediately. Too often today, people experiment with God. They try Him out, or they sample Him. They like to taste Him like they do with wine or ice cream. They test Him. They give Him a run, as some say. But the truth is this: God does not desire occasional Bible reading or sporadic prayer. God is not a one-shot operation, as we say. God is more interested in our persistence, not only in our daily devotions and Bible reading, but especially in our prayers and petitions. This key to the Christian life is both clearly and powerfully taught in that true Bible story of Joshua and the walls of Jericho. The Bible explains that the children of Israel had come into the land of Canaan. In their efforts to occupy the land, however, they had come up against the powerful city of Jericho. And one day, after the Israelites had made their camp at Gilgal, Joshua went to see the fortified city. As he looked at the great stone wall that surrounded the city, Joshua surely wondered how his army could ever force its way into the city through the stone wall. The gate was also tightly locked. But then Joshua saw a strange man standing nearby. The man had a drawn sword in his hand. So Joshua went to the man and asked, "Are you for us or are you for our adversaries?" The stranger answered, "I am a captain of the Lord's army." Joshua immediately fell on his face to the earth. He bowed down, and Joshua said, "What has my Lord to say to his servant?" The man replied, "I have given Jericho into your hand, with its king and with the valiant warriors. And you shall march around the city. You shall do it for 6 days, and then on the seventh day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And it shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. And then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people will go up every man straight ahead." The Bible then explains that Joshua called the priests together. He explained how the Ark of the Covenant was to be carried and how seven priests, with seven trumpets, must precede the Ark. Then he said to the people, "Go forward, march around the city, and let the armed men go on before the Ark of the Lord." Without hesitation, the people and the priests obeyed. On the first day, the people and the priests followed Joshua's instructions, and on the second day, they did it again. The Bible says they did so for 6 days. And then, precisely on the seventh day, they marched around the city seven times. And it came about at the seventh time, when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." And so the people shouted, and the priests blew the trumpets, and it came about, the Bible explains, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, then the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight ahead, and they took the city. Oh, indeed, this is one of those faith-building stories in the Bible. One cannot imagine the number of stories, dramas, and poems, and hymns that have been inspired by this historic event of Joshua and the walls of Jericho. And in thinking of this wonderful event, one might be tempted to believe that there must have been some type of magic formula that enabled the people to bring down the walls. Maybe it was the 7 days that they marched around the city, or maybe it was the carrying of the ark. And surely these actions were involved. However, by themselves, these actions meant absolutely nothing. The key was that the people believed in the promise of God, and they persisted. These people walked by faith and not by sight. They persisted in the faith that God had given them. And so, when you and I think about Joshua and the walls of Jericho, this true event in history lifts our spirits. And even when our future is foggy, the story of the fall of the walls of Jericho empowers us to move on in life, silently but persistently, knowing that God will indeed act in His own time and in His own powerful way. Now today, you may have your own wall of Jericho. Maybe you are up against life, as they sometimes say, or maybe you are thinking of going to college, but you don't know where the money will be coming from. Or maybe you are in need of better or more stable employment, but you have neither job offers nor leads. Or maybe you are facing a particular health problem, and you can see no solution. Or maybe you are now facing a great financial wall, and you see no way short of a miracle to overcome it. Now, if the Bible tells us anything about overcoming obstacles in life, it certainly speaks about two things very clearly. If we expect God's help, then you and I need to be in touch with Him. We need, first of all, to listen to Him in His Word, and secondly, we need to be talking to Him in prayer. And in both areas, we need to do this not sporadically, but persistently. Oh, God has indeed commanded us to pray, and He has also promised to hear our prayers. God promises unto all who persist in prayer, in Jesus' name, that obstacles, frustrations, and fears will be removed, just as the walls of Jericho were brought down. These are great and glorious promises that only God can make. But there is something that is even greater that God has done. You see, God has broken down the wall or the barrier that through our sin we have erected between our God and ourselves. Repeatedly, the Bible explains how our sin has alienated us from our God. And yet, here is the good news, my friend. The Apostle Paul writes, "But now in Jesus Christ, you who formerly were far off, you have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For He, Jesus Himself, is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall." Again, St. Paul writes, "Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now God has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight without blemish and without spot." Oh, what a glorious blessing to hear the good news that God has removed the barrier that you and I, through our sin, have erected between ourselves and Him. Now, of course, this does not please the devil. You see, Satan would like us to doubt that the barrier has been removed. Satan wants you to worry,
and to be tortured endlessly by your guilty conscience. And even after you hear the gospel, the devil will try every day and every hour to undermine your faith in that gospel. And it is for this reason that you must be persistent. Persist, my friend, in reading the good news of the gospel every day. Persist in your eager desire to know that just like God brought down the walls of Jericho through his son's bloody death on the cross, God has also brought down the wall of separation between you and him. And whenever the devil tempts you to believe that you are not forgiven, and whenever Satan tries to persuade you that the wall of alienation is still up between you and your gracious God, then persist. Yes, cling to the precious promises of God's gospel. Read God's word daily and persistently, just like the people persisted in marching around Jericho. Like a freed prisoner who desires to constantly rehear again and again the good news of his liberation from prison, you also need to persist, yes, to seek to hear again and again in church, from the pulpit, from the Sunday school, and from Christian friends. You must persist in hearing the good news of what God has done for you in Jesus Christ. And through your persistence in reading God's good news, your heart will be lifted. Yes, your conscience will be unburdened when you hear that God has delivered you from the domain of darkness and transferred you to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Oh, by persistently reading the Word of God, your heart will surely remember that through our Lord Jesus Christ, we now have received the reconciliation with God. In the Bible, in 1 Thessalonians, we read, "For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ." In him, the Bible says, in Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is no way, my friend, that anyone today who persists in reading the Word of God, that they will miss God's message of the good news of forgiveness and hope. In our text for today about Joshua and the walls of Jericho, we see how God called the people of Israel into a new land and a new life. This same God of grace is now calling you into a new relationship to himself. And just as God tore down the walls of Jericho, God now wants to help tear down the walls of frustration in your life. God is calling you to speak with him. God wants you not to experiment with him, but to persist. Answer the Lord, my friend, and don't conduct merely an experiment. God is the God of truth, and he is going to hear your prayers, but he is simply asking that when you pray, persist in your requests. And if you pray to God, but only occasionally, God is then no more impressed than you are with those friends of yours who call you on the telephone only occasionally, or when they have nothing else to do, or when they are in trouble. God is not interested in this type of sporadic communication. God desires persistent prayer. The Bible promises that the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. This means that the sincere and the regular and the persistent prayers of a person declared righteous for Christ's sake, these prayers are very powerful. Oh, begin to pray. Yes, begin to pray with persistence today. And know that in confessing your sins to God and turning to Christ for salvation, that God will graciously declare you righteous. And with this new connection with Christ and his resurrection, your prayers will then avail much. Pray with confidence. Pray with the confidence that the children of Israel had as they marched around the city of Jericho. God has created the whole world and all that is in it. Consequently, God can surely remove any and all barriers or frustrations that you are now facing in your life. Believe in God, and then persist in pursuing his promises of grace and help. Never give in. Never give in to the devil's temptation to give up. And just as God brought down the Jericho walls, so also he will grant your every request in Christ and in his will. You can be absolutely sure of this. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.